This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A French drug maker has asked for permission to sell daily birth control pills over-the-counter for the first time in the United States, in part to respond to the Supreme Court decision striking down the constitutional right to abortion. Paris-based HRA Pharma submitted its application to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for a progestin-only daily oral contraceptive. Progestin is a synthetic form of the hormone progesterone. Susan Wood, a former assistant commissioner for women's health at the FDA, said, "This will provide one more tool for the toolbox for preventing unintended pregnancies and more options for family planning." Oral contraceptives have been available in the U.S. with a prescription for six decades. The HRA Pharma pill, called O-Pill, was approved by the FDA on a prescription-only basis in 1973 and marketed for several years by Pfizer. A new version of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is dominant in the U.S. The coronavirus subvariant, known as BA5, accounts for nearly 54% of the country's COVID cases as of Saturday, according to the CDC. A similar subvariant, BA4, makes up 17% more of the active cases in the U.S. David Montefiore, a professor at the Human Vaccine Institute at Duke University Medical Center, said, "The variants are taking over, so clearly they're more contagious than earlier variants of Omicron." In the UK, where BA4 and BA5 also account for the majority of new COVID cases, the most common COVID symptoms are runny nose, sore throat, headache, persistent cough, and fatigue. The two subvariants evade protection from vaccines and previous infections more easily than most of their predecessors. BA4 and BA5 are four times more resistant to antibodies from vaccines than BA2, which replaced the Omicron variant as the U.S.'s dominant version of the coronavirus in April. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized Novavax's protein-based COVID vaccine for adults, providing Americans with a vaccine that uses an older technology found in other widely used vaccines like the shots for hepatitis and shingles. Novavax's coronavirus vaccine uses synthetic coronavirus proteins to teach the body's immune system to recognize the virus. It's an alternative to the mRNA-based shots from Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna. The Novavax primary series is given in two doses administered 21 days apart. The U.S. federal government has secured 3.2 million doses of the Novavax vaccine, ready to be shipped to states once the CDC gives final approval. The FDA's authorization of the Novavax vaccine comes 5 months since the company first submitted its application. The shot had already been cleared for use in more than 40 countries, as well as the European Union. Commissioners for the Montana State Library have rejected a redesigned logo for the library weeks after some commissioners raised concerns that the logo's color scheme resembled an LGBTQ pride flag. The 4-3 vote came after multiple library staffers and members of the public spoke in support of the proposed logo, which designers said was meant to signify a prism. No one who spoke during public comment at the meeting, which was held via a video call, voiced any opposition to the new logo. The redesigned logo was unveiled at a June meeting by the Milwaukee-based design firm Hoffman York. The state library's total contract for the redesign was $298,000, paid from the state library's private trust rather than from taxpayer dollars allocated by the state legislature. Hoffman York had been working on the logo in collaboration with library staff and commissioners for more than a year, a process that included multiple rounds of interviews and brainstorming about possible imagery. In a briefing memo prepared in advance of Tuesday's meeting, library staff members argued that colors and rainbows are found throughout nature and are also commonly represented in many corporate and state brands, including the logos for tech companies Google and Microsoft, as well as for the Montana Department of Commerce and the Montana Arts Council. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.